what is Kevin Seitzer like as a hitting coach?
I really liked him. I mean, my approach at the plate was kind of, you know, see the inside of the ball and, you know, use the whole field. He really preaches, you know, staying within yourself, but, you know, using the whole field. A lot of guys get so pull happy in the big leagues that, you know, it's nice to have him who his entire career really went the other way. But I don't know. I really liked him because he preached approach more than getting too mechanical. And I really enjoy working with him. So I think it's a good fit.
Do you think it, in a general sense, Mark, that guys who've played in the major leagues tend to focus a little more on approach than the mechanics? Yeah, if they move into a hitting coach's role?
I'm not sure just as a full blanket statement that's completely true, but I think in a lot of ways, I think a guy that has, you know, had to play through the minor leagues and played through the big leagues and knows, you know, all the adjustments you have to make throughout a season to, you know, grind out at bats and play 162 games, I think the approach does become, you know, a focal point. Sometimes you get so mechanical, you know, you get in the box and you're thinking about 10 different things and you kind of forget, look, the main thing is your approach. You can have a perfect swing mechanically, but if you're not in the, you know, right mindset when you're getting in the box, you're not going to have much success. So I do think that's one advantage that guys who have played have, is just that they understand, you know, you can go up there with your mechanics off a little bit, but if you're grinding out the at-bat and, you know, in the right mindset and know what the pitcher has, you can have more success.
Mark Tian joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. This ballpark, the Rogers Center, has become, well, I mean, its offensive numbers can be off the charts at times. It's a very, very hitter-friendly park. Is that one of the reasons, Mark, that guys might become too pull-happy? I have often wondered that about major league hitters, because I see guys in batting practice. They go, you know, you see guys in batting practice, they're going to right field, they're going to center. I mean, they're hitting the ball for the most part. They're trying to use the park. You can see them consciously making an effort to do that. Then when the game starts, it's back to trying to pull everything. And I know a lot of it depends on how you're pitched as well. But is there a sense maybe that when you're in a hitter-friendly park, do guys naturally, almost as a default position, pull as a result of that?
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, I know when you go into a small ballpark, all of a sudden you're kind of like, okay, I need to get my home runs while I'm here. Like playing in Cincinnati, for instance, it's, you have to make a conscious effort to not try to hit home runs, because ultimately home runs show up when you're just, you know, hitting the ball hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see that. I just think, you know, a lot of times, though, to get to the big leagues, you got to put up some home run numbers in the minor leagues. So, you know, it's easy to become pull happy. And most good players, you know, can pull the ball for power. And it's kind of the second thing you learn to become a complete hitter is driving the ball the other way. So, you know, I think Toronto has a lot of good young hitters and a lot of guys that can pull the ball with tons of power. So I think Seitzer will be a nice fit to kind of, you know, work on staying inside the ball as well and hopefully, you know, level out some of the guys to where, you know, yeah, they can pull the ball for power, but they can also, you know, battle a tough pitcher and take him the other way.
Mark Tian joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What is Kevin like in terms of his approach one-on-one with hitters? I mean, we have a pretty good idea of what is, and he explained yesterday a little bit about his philosophy and his philosophical groundings, but what is he like? Is he a guy who'll get in your face? Is he more a soft shoulder? You know, is he a guy who tries to use humor to get his message across?
I think he uses all of them. I would say he's more of a kind shoulder or something than a real dictator or anything like that. If he needs to, he can get in the guy's face. I mean, that's one thing with all of his experience. It's nice. He knows, you know, every ball player is different. And one guy, you might need to jump on his case and, you know, let him know what he needs to do. And another guy just might need a pat on the back and tell him, hey, you'll get him next time. You know what I mean? But Seitz, he's real approachable. I mean, he's easy to talk to, you know, joke around with, whatever. He makes it easy to get in the cage and work on things because he's excited to, you know, try to help guys out. So I think he's a perfect fit to where he, you know, can work with anybody. But I would say he's much more, you know, a guy that you can go approach and talk to than a guy that you, you know, fear because you're having a bad streak that he'll, you know, jump your case or something.
Mark, when you in your years in baseball, did you prefer personally having? And I guess this depends. I frankly don't know who all your hitting coaches were, but even back in the minors, did you prefer having a guy who played over a guy who didn't play? And I know that's that's a generalization, but I'm just for you personally.
Well, being with the Royals in the era I was with them, we had about 20 hitting coaches.
Okay.
So it was a revolving door. But truthfully, I found that every hitting coach had something to offer. And, you know, I will say I liked certain guys that had played because they got the approach, and Sitzer is a great example of it. But I also had some hitting coaches that had played, and because they had played, they had kind of forgotten how tough the grind is from a bat to a bat. You know, they were kind of like, hey, just do this, and, you know, it should work for you. If not, there's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. But it's, I don't know. I've had a few hitting coaches, Mike Barnett, who I know had some time up in Toronto, who I love. He was more mechanical, and he, you know, never played in the big leagues, but he really, really could break down the swing and, you know, help a guy really get to where he needed to be mechanically to have success at the big league level. So I think everybody kind of offers something different. My experience with Sitzer is he was a good combo of both. Like, he could help you out mechanically, but also really help you with the approach. And I don't know, I guess I'm tooting his horn, but he was one of my favorite, you know, hitting coaches that I've had.